It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 9th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. At the same time Apple was announcing its latest iPhone in San Francisco on Wednesday, Sony was unveiling its newest video game consoles in Manhattan. These are newer versions of the same PlayStation 4 that launched in 2013, not brand new consoles. Why? Well, we were backstage at the event to put that question to Sean Layden, chairman of Worldwide Studios for Sony Interactive Entertainment. First up, the news of the day.
It was a big announcement today at the PlayStation meeting. We were able to come out to show our first innovation in the life cycle of gaming with PlayStation 4 Pro. We also announced the new PlayStation 4 chassis, smaller, lighter, $299, ready for the holiday market, bringing more tools for developers to make great games.
What do you mean innovate inside the life cycle? What does that mean? So that's your fancy way of saying it's another PlayStation 4, but it's better than the one that's already been out.
This coming Christmas is the fourth Christmas for PlayStation 4. It's right in the middle of its life cycle. I think all the developers are really hitting their stride. So coming out with a new smaller chassis is kind of typical. But coming up with an enhanced something, chassis like PS4 Pro, is really something new. I think console gaming today is growing faster than it ever has. The idea that console gaming is fading away is erroneous. And when you go out there today, Ben, and you get to see what 4K gaming really looks like, you'll see that has no competition in the marketplace.
What is PlayStation going to be in 5 years?
The term PlayStation is already beginning to change. It's beginning to describe an experience more than just a technology. We've recently announced that our PS Now streaming service will also be made available through a PC client. Things like PlayStation View, which is our over-the-top TV service, also available on things like iPads and Roku boxes. And we're going to continue down that path.
And that path will continue towards a future where there is hardware made by PlayStation, or is it more of a content future?
Those two things are becoming more indistinguishable all the time. But the hardware that we managed to create, and I guess PS4 Pro is our latest manifestation of that, shows that we do need powerful, cutting-edge technology to bring these kind of experiences to the marketplace. So I think we'll be in all those sectors 5-10 years from now, God willing.
Sony's Sean Layden at the company's PlayStation event this week in New York. It's Silicon Tally time. Well, all this week we have been celebrating the 50th birthday of Star Trek, and it turns out we have a legit top-notch Star Trek nerd in-house. It is senior producer of Marketplace Weekend, Dan Semitovich. Are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech and maybe Star Trek news?
As the Klingons would say, kapla.
32 pages.
That is how many pages it is going to take to figure out how to use the new jackless iPhone.
This is actually how many pages the new Airbnb report that came out this week is. It states that the company will put in place a new non-discrimination policy. So users will now have to agree to work with other users, regardless of race, religion, national origin, disability, sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, or age.
Do one page. Be a good person.
Yeah. All right. What do you got for me?
Three companies that do things that involve being in the sky.
Three private space companies? I don't know.
Three is the number of airlines that have decided to ban the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 from being used or being charged on flights. It's after Samsung recalled 2.5 million of them due to, quote, a minor flaw in the battery manufacturing process.
That might make it explode.
Right, yes.
All right, Dan. Six like buttons.
How many buttons you would need if you were a Ferengi and you were going to use every finger to press one?
Facebook changed up their like buttons for the 50th anniversary of Star Trek. Some of the changes include a sad face, Geordi LaForge, a surprised Spock, and of course, an angry Klingon.
Cool.
Dan, what do you got for me?
50%.
50% of Leonard Nimoy's money came from merchandised Spock ears.
It's the percentage of performance royalties that Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry got every time the original Star Trek's theme song was played. So the lyrics were never intended to be recorded. And indeed, they never were until now.
Oh, no.
Beyond the rim of the starlight, my
all right, all right. Dan Semitovich, senior producer for Marketplace Weekend and resident Star Trek nerd. Dan, thanks a lot.
Live long and prosper, Ben.
And we asked you to call us with your Star Trek memories. You delivered. Here's a sampling.
Probably my favorite episode had to be the one with Captain Picard, and there was a woman who could bond to whomever, and she bonded to him instead of this guy she was supposed to marry on another planet. And she said, I like who I am when I'm with you. And I always kind of looked at my friends that way and said, do I like who I am when I'm with you?
I sort of have Star Trek to thank for starting my career at AOL. I sent a version of Captain Kirk's speech and the intro song as a thank you following an interview when something like the internet, the final frontier.
So I think the common perception is that Star Trek influence is mainly visible in STEM fields. But I was also influenced by Star Trek. You know, I'm here representing the United States as a U.S. diplomat, and I could not be more proud.
That's Columbus, Ohio resident Pat Curry, Lee Van Grack from Boulder, Colorado, and Stacy Lemery from Rockford, Illinois. Special shout out to Marketplacer Levi Sharp, who produced our series. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM.